like to acknowledge the nearly 16,000 children who are diagnosed with cancer each year in the United States. You are resilient, courageous warriors fighting a battle without any armor. And to our precious children who bravely fought but lost their lives to cancer, you will forever be in our hearts and will never be forgotten. Month number 9 took on a whole new meaning for me on November 20, 2002, just 1 month after my son Trevor's 13th birthday. On that day, I became a member of the Fourth Floor Moms at St. Luke's Children's Hospital in Boise, Idaho. No words can describe the feeling when the doctor looks you in the eye and says, "Your child has cancer." Trevor was diagnosed with a highly malignant brain tumor. They call it medulloblastoma. What a scary word. The Greek physician Hippocrates depicted a tumor as a muddled, irritable cavity with spindly legs flaring out of control in all directions. Sounds like some kind of monster. Well, cancer is a monster. Why? Why did this monster attack my beautiful, healthy boy, I wondered. Trevor was such an outgoing, athletic child. How could it be? 1 minute, I was watching my son play football for a seventh grade team, and then with the blink of an eye, I was watching him vomit profusely from cancer treatments. I felt like my insides were being ripped out along with his. When he looked at me with those sad, dark-rimmed eyes and asked, "Mom, am I gonna die?" I would have given anything to take that cancer from him. Fortunately, Trevor and I survived that daunting nightmare. But like most childhood cancer survivors and their families, we will forever endure the challenges this bully leaves in its wake. Cancer affects many aspects of a child's life. They can feel a range of emotions that include fear, depression, anxiety, and symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. There were many times during this journey that I thought, what if my son never got cancer? Would he have graduated with honors from a top-tier college, become a lawyer or doctor? After all, Trevor was a straight-A student before cancer. According to Childhood Cancer Facts, cancer and treatment can severely damage a child's cognitive function, limiting their ability to retain knowledge. And what if Trevor never got cancer? Would he become a pro golfer he always wanted to be? He loves the game of golf, but cancer left him with vision impairments that post-cancer surgeries could not fix. What if Trevor never got cancer? Would he have played professional football? That was another sport he was passionate about. But cancer left him with a surgical brain injury, so that was definitely out. What if Trevor never got cancer? Would he be celebrating Labor Day picnics with kids of his own, taking them shopping for back-to-school clothes? Chances of that aren't promising. Studies have shown the long-term health effects from radiation and chemotherapy may damage a child's endocrine system, making it difficult to have children. These quality of life issues last a lifetime for many childhood cancer survivors. We can never forget about cancer because it will always be there. And I will never know the answers to what if or why. But one thing I do know is that the Environmental Protection Agency is not protecting our children and communities from cancer clusters caused by contamination. President Biden's cancer moonshot suggests we will end cancer as we know it. Well then, EPA, get off your ass and do your job. Because environmental toxins are poisoning and killing our children. In my opinion, that's child abuse. Thank you.